SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome, friends, to ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welch. That's us. That's Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. The man of all podcasts, literally heard on every podcast that has been created, and there's more that are coming out. Me, just this little old guy, Welch, just talks about some baseball, not cared about in football. You know, that guy. We're talking stuff here. We are going to talk a lot of football. I'm trying to get more into your game here. Like, I like being seen for as the baseball and the prospect guy, but, you know, let's get the football ratio up a little bit. Did a little hit on Fantasy Pros on Friday. You did one on Thursday. So we're going to spend some time talking football. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be doing this whole hour. We're going to be doing a lot of NFL bets for division, some player props and all that, because I'm even more excited because we are weeks away from it being legalized in good old Arizona, not in good old Texas, where Bogman is. Probably as you're listening to this.
Yeah, I am. As you're listening to this, I am on my way to my new place in Texas. I am probably about halfway there and have 7 to 8 hours more of driving because Texas is enormous. So yeah. Lots of driving. But, you know, we talked about Messi last week and we had
some people that were happy that we talked soccer.
I know. Yeah, there were some people that enjoyed it. I bet there's a lot of eye rolling, but I did get a message from our boy Costas who listens, and he said he just wanted to fill us in on like what they're all accounting the stats for. And he said a typical year for him with Barcelona was 38 games for La Liga, another 6 to 8 for their domestic cup, 12 to 15 matches for the Champions League. He plays something like 55 to 60 matches a year. These statistics are without the World Cup tournament. Nothing special. Argentina plays 4 to 5 or Copa America, also another 5. Anyway, his statistics is almost a goal for every game. For someone that has played 700 games until now, it's unthinkable. He also has won 6 times the trophy. Oh, so MVP. He's won the MVP 6 times. So, yeah, I mean, you were kind of dismissive of some of his stats, and he's really
good. Yeah, well, it doesn't make sense. At least they are really clear about where he gets all those goals. Everywhere. Like I said,
I think all the soccer people know, but
he could step onto a random piece of grass, kick a ball in, and it's scored nationally for his thing. So you're awesome, super good soccer player. We got to go to break. We come back, we can clean up messy stuff, and we got a whole bunch of football gambling stuff. So don't go anywhere. It's In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome In This League.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where we live. You heard the joiner. It's like In This League. And it didn't say at patreon.com/ITL Army, but it should, because that's where you guys can support us. You can get stuff, and you can just feel better about this crazy nerdy thing that is fantasy sports. We got lots and lots of different things from ranks in different sports, from all your football. Your football drafts are coming up this weekend, and we've got just a litany of them, brand new ranks updated throughout the month. We've got live streams. I got an event next week that I do with a bunch of autographs and cards, and we are closing in on live stream season with Bogman, where Bogman
We'll do the Thursday night with Bogman during the football stuff and just tons of things. So come and check us out. Support your boys. Get some things. Little as $5. You will start rocking. Patreon.com/ITL Army. So do we have to talk about soccer every week now? Like, literally, look, someone hit me up and they were like, listen,
we never talk about soccer.
But they said, I loved the soccer talk. And as a matter of fact, it was one of the favorite things that you guys have done. And I was like, really?
What?
Like, why? Because come we on. Simply mentioned Messi. And there's another guy called Mbappe.
Mbappe. I think it might just be Bappe. Yeah, you might,
I think it's Mbappe.
Pronounce the M.
I think it's Mbappe.
I have no idea. Yeah. So
Bappe. Well, whatever. But he's like in the card.
Bop it. Spin it. Turn it.
Is that a song? Break it. Come
that
on.
That was
do it.
One of those. What was the Bop It thing when we were kids? There was a commercial for it.
No. But he's like
it
the
was
guy
just
to
some stupid toy.
He's the card collect guy, Mbappe. That's the one that everyone like. He's the big money card. He's the Jason.
Is that
Dominguez.
The guy who just signed for like $115 million for like 3 years or something?
Don't know. I don't know. This is not the show for that. This is not the show to ask any of the questions. I don't know why you guys like us talking about soccer. We don't know anything. Frankly, I'll never know anything. Simply because
we have some people here with us. I just want to know, does it sound like Mbappe the Hanson song? Is that how you say his name?
I think it's Mbappe. I don't know. It sounds like a
I always assume
in the Middle
something
East.
Is silent in there. When it's like, you know, when it's like MB, two consonants to start. And no vowels. I always assume one of them is silent, well, like Knife.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why Knife made me laugh. That's a good. I don't know. I don't think it matters. It's soccer. The things that will never get me there are the 1-0 games. I don't understand extra time. They all. It's like a whole field of Chris Pauls, just like someone brushing their leg and people falling over, and. It is like also I can't follow the players enough because I don't even know where like give me a league and tell me all the things that came from that. Not be like, well, he plays in this league.
I think the Champions League
and,
is the best.
But see, they play in all of them. Like have a team, have a commitment. Also, by the way, in soccer, if one team is not good, then they like get demoted to the minor leagues or something. It's just too much. It's not for me. It's for plenty of other people. It's for degenerate gamblers who pretend that they love America, but what they love is betting. And that's it.
Well, here's the thing that I know that I would enjoy about soccer is, well, I mean, you said some weird things in there.
No, gamblers love soccer. And like people,
yeah, but
from
then
not
you
America.
Said they pretend to love America. They don't love America. I don't know where.
Well,
that
no,
came
because
from.
They no, they love America. But people wrap up soccer as like, oh yeah, we love it because the Olympics and everything. Like people don't care. They're just betting.
Oh, okay.
They don't
I
care.
See.
Like everybody during the World Cup is like, oh, America, America.
No commercials. That's my favorite part. There Maybe are they don't cut to commercials. That's why there's, you know, like Fly Emirates is on the front of the jerseys and everything. You know, they have all kinds of advertising all over the place, on the field and on the jerseys and everything because they don't do commercials. So and I know that's like the low scoring is what causes Americans to not want to watch it.
Yeah, one of hockey's biggest problems.
And the commercials are what makes non-Americans not want to watch football, which is understandable. Commercials
are understandable. I mean, I don't have... See, here's the thing that I hold to me. If somebody were to be like, oh, well, guess what? You don't like soccer. I don't like football. But good for you. Like, you don't have to like it. You don't have to like anything. You don't have to like baseball. The amount of people... You know, the thing that everybody says that they don't like about baseball? It's
no,
so
you have
boring.
To like baseball.
No, you don't have to like any. You don't have to like any of them. But also, as you get older, there's one thing that I think you realize is that you can't have everything. You can't like everything. You can't be committed to everything. When you're young, when you and I were, I mean, we're still losers, but like when we were like big losers, nothing going on, you're just sitting around playing video games, you could be involved in everything. You can't be involved in everything. And it's something ITL as a whole has had to learn. Like we can't do every single thing. Like can you like and know everything about everything? No. I know lots about baseball, know lots about football, know some stuff about basketball. Guess what I don't want to know? About soccer, and I don't have the commitment. I tried to do hockey for a couple years. I just feel, and I know there's some people that will disagree, but see, like the gamblers will also fall into the spectrum. Oh, you can like all of them? No. You follow all the sports enough
to gamble. I mean, you can
gamble
on all of them.
No, you can't, but that's what I'm saying is heavy gamblers will be the ones that like, no, I like soccer, I like golf, I like this, I like that. And it's like, well, no. You don't. You like it because you follow the lines and you follow the trends to betting. You don't like it as a fan. Like, how many?
Right.
I think liking sports as a fan might be at an all-time low than it has ever been in the history of sports.
100%. I'm absolutely with you. I think since the internet started, it's at an all-time low for sure.
Welcome to the
internet. You have so many other options. That's for real. That is the reason, because you have the internet, because you have a million channels on TV.
Fantasy,
you
can literally, sports, gambling.
You can do and watch whatever else you want. There's not four channels anymore.
Yeah.
When there were four channels and three of them had sports on, everybody liked sports because that's what was available. Now that you have so many more options and it's no more appointment stuff and people have such short attention spans, it's just harder to people to follow along on everything, like you said.
And I don't
even know when soccer runs. I don't know what time of the year.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I don't think I could tell you hockey anymore. And that's more of an us
just
thing.
Hockey runs the same as basketball.
Yeah,
that's pretty much.
And I think like old classic, like, radio people will try to know a little bit about everything. And it's like, okay, but you know what? Like, I'm also not going to be somebody that's going to sit on here and pretend like I know all the stuff about soccer. I don't. And do you know how many radio hosts, probably on this network and every network that exists on the planet, will go out and they'll have just enough talking points to walk through it? I know Messi's name because MESSI stands out to me. And like, I couldn't tell you a single thing about it. I know Mbappe because the card collecting nerd stuff that I watch sometimes, these guys, which by the way, there's another community, no way anybody cares about soccer in it, but they do it to collect it because everybody cares about cards. They collect him. That's how I know about these
money.
Things.
It's just
everybody
like gambling,
cares,
you know?
About money. That's exactly right. I think it's fine to like it. I think it's hilarious that people like us talking about it. And maybe as gambling is going to become legal in Arizona for me, and you're going to have a little bit, you're going to be able to play in DFS and stuff like that, maybe we'll dive in a little bit more. But, you know, I'm in shock at how many people we have in our Patreon for this radio show.
Soccer is the most popular
sport
worldwide.
But in our Patreon, we have a decent amount of people in here right now. And like every one of these guys are talking about like, oh, soccer's great. Look at the Premier League. And it's like, I've never spent 1 second of my life watching soccer. 1 second.
I mean, I watched the last World Cup.
Nope.
A little bit, but that was
is it
just
a tournament? Is
the
World Cup a tournament?
Good. Yeah, yeah. So it's
how
like
many?
So all the professional leagues and stuff. You know, instead of playing for, you know, whatever country they're in, they play for their country. It's just like the Olympics. You know, you play for your country of origin.
That's like the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly like the World Baseball Classic. So, the World Cup has been way longer than the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah,
so,
our boy Jack brings up a great point. I don't actually need to know about soccer when I forgot Bogman is such a soccer expert. He does know all the names and the pronunciation.
Yeah, soccer and curling, right. That's what Jack knows me for. Those are my two favorites, soccer and curling. I would love to get into soccer.
You should do it.
I know.
You should play it.
I just never will. I should play it.
I want you to wear a soccer jersey.
I played.
Are you allowed to have your name on the back of it?
Of soccer, when I was like five, and it is so much running.
Oh,
it
my
is
kid hated soccer.
So much running, it's the worst.
Fun fact:
but at least when someone kicks the ball right into your head, it hurts real bad.
Fun fact:
and so that's
the one that my son played in. The girls were incredible. It was like a co-ed one. The girls are the most amazing soccer players at his same age. My son was just like, oh, just hanging around. These girls were like, I mean, they're like flip kicking and stuff like that. It's incredible. Yeah. But
they're like the Italian kids in that Will Ferrell movie, right?
Yeah, they're amazing. They're incredible about it. But there you go. Soccer, a little bit of soccer talk, buzzwords, Messi, Ronaldo, Mbappe. There you go. You got all the stuff in. Moving on to other gambling.
My soccer.
On the other side of this break, we're going to hit the football stuff, so don't go anywhere. It's in this league.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out.
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Here's an important question I got to ask Bogman. Bogman, are you allowed to wear a soccer jersey with your name on the back of it? Unlike the judgment that's received if you wear your name on a football jersey. Or a football jersey, by the way. Football jerseys, as a grown man, if you wear a football jersey, people treat you like dirt and scum. But I feel like the same thing. Soccer is almost like soccer jerseys are almost treated more like part of actual clothing and stuff. I feel like they get a pass.
I honestly don't think that. I'll say this. I just don't want to wear jerseys anymore. I think it's a young man's thing. But I don't have anything against anyone else that wants to wear a jersey.
You said you were a loser if you wore a jersey with your last name on it.
Oh, with your own last name.
That too.
Yes. That you're still a loser if you do that. I'm sorry. I thought you meant just wearing a jersey.
Well, I meaning both. Like, you used to have a collection. I don't think.
I mean, I still have the collection, but
I just
don't wear them anymore.
Yeah, Ben.
I have like every Steeler from the last Super Bowl winning team. And,
could we have Jersey Week where you wear a jersey every single day for shows we do?
I mean, we could.
That'd be great.
I don't think we're going to.
Why?
But we could.
Why can't we?
Because they're hot and I'm fat.
You're going to Texas. Cooler.
Yeah, I'm moving to the swampiest place in one of the swampiest places in the country.
You got a jersey,
I'm
don't
sure.
You got air conditioning, don't you?
I mean, honestly, I might feel cold when I get to Texas compared to Arizona. And Texas is super hot, so yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I own a jersey anymore. I might have a Patrick Willis still. I don't know where my Jerry Rice is. I don't have any. I haven't worn a jersey in God knows how long.
I just can't throw them out, and I don't have a wife that'll do it for me. So
you know what I do have?
They keep hanging in my closet.
A long, long time ago, is a gift that was given to me. It's one of the Chinese knockoff ones, but I don't care, so I wouldn't feel bad about it now if I got rid of it. But I wouldn't because it was a gift. But I do have one jersey in my closet that I know of, and it's a baseball jersey, and it's a Chris Bryant that some of the ITL Army members got me because of my love of Chris Bryant. But now it's not even a Cub.
Yeah, I have a Bogarts jersey.
It's not even a Cub anymore. So, it doesn't even make sense. But I still have it. I wouldn't get rid of it because it's a memory of some ITL guys.
So how about this, though? Because, you know, I think most people know that Welsh isn't your actual last name. I think if you had a jersey that said Welsh, mm-hmm. I think that would be okay because it's like your handle.
My handle? Actually, you know what? A jersey that says, is it the Welsh on the back with the at symbol would
or just
be badass.
You'd have to say the Welsh.
Yeah. Now, see, you know what?
Not just Welsh. You'd have to say the Welsh.
You know, there's a good argument point. I would actually rather a personalized jersey have is it the Welsh on the back than the Welsh.
Just have your Twitter handle
on
it. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Just is it the Welsh? Yeah, well, I don't even need the at symbol. Just is it the Welsh would also work pretty well. I think that
I tell you what, I would wear one that said in this league 37. That one I would wear.
Yeah. Oh, like you mean the number? We have a jersey shirt at our store at inthisleague.fans.
I know. What I'm saying is, like, if you're talking about personalized ones, that's the type of personalized one I would wear. I'd never wear one that says Bogman on the back.
Okay. I think you should.
That's just too much.
Maybe Bogman Sports. That's your handle. That's a good one.
At Bogman Sports might be okay. Yeah.
That's a really, really good one.
Because at least, you know, your excuse to wear it at that point is like, well, I'm kind of advertising here.
Well, there you go. Bogman confirmed. Your name on the back of any jersey, you're a loser, but you can wear your soccer jerseys. Those are acceptable.
Yeah.
Or football, whatever one is. How is it? Do you have to say American football if you go to American throwball? American.
I mean, you just say the NFL if you're overseas. Remember Patrice O'Neill's joke about going overseas? He's like, I'm the most arrogant, ignorant American. They hate me. I'll go over to France and call the French people foreigners. So
I miss Patrice O'Neill. I truly miss
He's
him.
He's the best, man.
I do miss him.
Funny.
All right. In the third hour, just as a heads up, Bogman will not be. It'll be me and Casey Bubba. And we are going to be breaking down some of the preseason games that happened on Thursday for no particular reason, not that we are recording.
Definitely not because
night.
You're recording on no. Thursday.
But
yeah.
We will be talking about those. But we wanted to take a look. We might also look at some futures for baseball for some of the awards and stuff, but we are going to do a focus on football, and maybe it'll take us all the way through. There's a whole bunch of bets that I, Bogman, may be able to get some in, I'm hoping, before the NFL season starts out here. I'm going to play along with you guys.
I think they're going to allow DFS and gambling. Like, I think they're just waiting for me to leave. I think they're like, all right, Saturday night, once Bachman is literally out of the state.
You cross the border. They got like geolocation on you. You cross the border.
I'm into New Mexico. It's legal. They're like, boom, legal. All right. Yeah, we're good now.
That would be that would be awesome. By the way, complete side note, it's super weird now crossing through states because I did it, you know, for the first time in like four or five years, to be honest with you. I did it in the last couple months. And like, I don't know if anybody, how you deal with it, but you go through and you have the border check. So you know how they like stop and you'd have an officer talk and he'd ask every person.
What?
Have you never had that? Did you never have that? Where
no.
Like a border agent for each state, as you cross into a new state, they'll just stop and they'll just kind of look or maybe they'll stop you. They weren't even there.
Are you serious?
You've never had that before?
I've never had that ever in my life.
Every single time I've ever gone into California, you stop at the it's not like their border. It's a California border and they're just like, hey, do you got anything? You know, or they'll just be like, where are you headed?
Do you
like, going
have
in.
Anything?
Yeah. Any fruit?
That's crazy. No. You have any fruit? You got any fruit, weirdo?
Never mind. It's not going to matter to you. I was just going to say it was weird because I just drove right through.
I don't think I've ever had that. And I've driven to California before, and I've been to Nevada and stuff. Like,
well,
I don't remember a border stop.
You report back. So. You report back on your big trip. We'll get an
agriculture check. Barwich is calling.
We'll get a big report on maybe our secret show as Bogman is on the road. Road trip, Bogman.
On the road again.
All right, so NFL futures. Let's start with, how about some player props? You want to start with player props and the NFL?
Yeah, let's go player props.
So player props. First one, let's see where we're going. Most passing yards this coming season. You know who the worst odds are?
Well, most passing yards, I would assume that it would be probably Patrick Mahomes at the very top, right?
Yeah, plus 310, not bad. At plus 500, Dak Prescott. Prescott, I don't know why I said Prescott.
Prescott.
Yeah, because we have a town in here called Prescott.
I mean, another, real quick, we'll kind of do this as we're going through these, but another MRI for Dak, I don't like that.
Did you see the Dallas Cowboys tweet? They're like, hey, we're not worried. It's just another MRI.
We just have
MRI.
To tell you. It's just another MRI. Okay, but here's the question is, why do you do it if you're not worried?
It's a lot of MRIs. It's a lot of radiation going in that body. Is he going to develop superpowers with the amount of MRIs he's having? I don't know. I
mean, he kind of already has superpowers everywhere except for his ankle. So,
yeah,
you know.
All right, so you've got Patrick Mahomes at 310, Dak at plus 500, Josh Allen plus 850, Tom Brady plus 950, Justin Herbert plus 1,200, and Matt Ryan plus 1,300. Those are your top six. There are two bets that stand out to me, not inside the top six that I would like to mention to you. Aaron Rodgers plus 2,000 to have the most passing yards. And you know, if you watched my gig on Fantasy Pros, you heard me talk about him. That Ryan Tannehill, Mr. Ryan Tannehill plus 6,500. Now, I know he only threw for 3,800 yards last year, but you add in Julio Jones and what I presume is going to be maybe more play action. It's not that bad. So plus 310, you can take your favorite on Mahomes, and then the numbers really jump up. Give me your bet for most regular season passing yards, and I'll let you have two if you want to hedge. I'd really like to know what your number one is, but
my number one is going to be Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
So
you're going to go plus 310.
By the way, can you send me the link? Because there's so many tabs on DraftKings, I can't seem to find it. I was under like the actual like, you know, over under touchdown passes for Aaron Rodgers section.
There you go, buddy.
But thanks, pal.
You're welcome,
appreciate
friend.
You. You got it, buddy. but Patrick Mahomes is gonna definitely be my number one seed here.
Is that the only one you're comfortable putting money on?
No. I kind of like Matt Ryan at plus 1,300 just because the defense is still bad in Atlanta. It's still going to be a little bit rough. Should be better, but they're going to have to go point for point. Kyler Murray should probably be on here as well. Where the hell is Kyler?
Yeah, Kyler Murray's down here a little bit. He's plus 4,100. He's like
that's my favorite one.
Kyler Murray.
Patrick Mahomes, I think, is, you know, even though it's you're only tripling up your money, it's still a good bet.
I mean, you go drop
plus 4,100 for Kyler.
You drop $25 on that, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of like the Aaron Rodgers one, plus 2,000 on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, and they got Aaron Jones, but you take Jamal out of there, they're going to implement a little bit. it's always going to be passing. You could question what's going on in that division defensively. I mean, I think you're safe money. If you were going to put, like, big dollars on a bet like this, like, yeah, Patrick Mahomes at plus 310 feels good. But if you want to, like, get your $20 future type of bet, I'm kind of with you. That Kyler Murray at 4,100 ain't bad. But I like Rodgers at plus 2,000. You know, if I wanted to really get tricky, that Tannehill one is kind of fun at 6,500. But I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers plus 2,000. You get Kyler Murray at 4,100. Deal?
Deal.
Okay. Let's go to... We're not going to do a ton of quarter. Let's do you want to do touchdowns for quarterbacks, and then we'll move on to running backs?
Let's do touchdowns.
So plus 340 is Patrick Mahomes to lead. Tom Brady plus 420. Smoke him if you got him. Russell Wilson plus 700. Aaron Rodgers plus 850. Josh Allen plus 1,000. And then we keep going. Dak Prescott plus 1,500. Ryan Tannehill plus 2,600. Your boy... Kyler Murray plus 3,800, but you have to remember this is passing touchdowns. So, Bogman, we've got about 30 seconds here. What is your bet on most passing touchdowns for this year if you're betting on the FanDuel Sportsbook?
I like Matt Stafford at plus 1,300. They did lose their big running back in Cam Akers. They have a good passing offense, and Stafford loves to sling it, so I kind of like that bet.
Give me Aaron Rodgers, I think, again, plus 850. It's not as good of odds. If Dak was really healthy, I'd probably feel a little bit more comfortable with Dak at plus 1,500, but that's probably built in. You know, guys like Josh Allen, you know, Russell Wilson, I think you're building in a little bit of the running side. But Aaron Rodgers plus 850, kind of like that bet. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to look at some more player props. Plus, we've got division Super Bowl stuff we're going to be doing, all playing some bets on the FanDuel Sportsbook right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Breaking news right here on ITL. Breaking news that's 2 days old. Free Britney is on as Britney Spears' father, Jamie Spears, is stepping down from her conservatorship, which means Britney Spears is back, bitches. Britney's back.
Aren't you so happy? What does this mean? Just that she can spend her own money?
Oh, she's going to make music again. That's what we've all been waiting for. Yeah, she gets all her stuff. She gets to make her decisions. She gets to be weird on her choice. And she refused to make music while in the conservatorship. She is like a basket case at this point.
Right, but, and that's like, why she put her dad in charge, isn't it?
The conservatorship is she wasn't allowed. It was taken away from her. It's like, you know how, what is it called?
I understand that she has no control. What I'm saying is I think originally she put her dad in charge. No,
she did not. That's what the conservatorship is about. It's somebody that is unable to do it. It's like I forget what it's called. It's like a 1055 or something where you can like have somebody committed out of their will. It's kind of like the same thing that was put in here. She's a basket case. She's like completely unstable in so many different ways. If you've ever seen her, I mean, she's out there like she's doing like, you know, holding the boobs out and Instagram and now she's just going to let it all fly. Probably music.
She's nuttier than squirrel ass. I know that.
Absolutely. But she gets to be free. She gets to be free, nutty squirrel turds. And that's great for her. Good for her. Free Britney. New music should be coming out probably tomorrow. And all the Free Britneys can.
How about they got their OnlyFans?
Yeah, I mean.
I'll be customer 000001.
Unless it's like, what was the one actress that did it and she made like $2 million in a day and then canceled it?
Wasn't it one of the Kardashians or something?
No, it was like Bella Hadid or
Jenner,
something like that.
Some type of Jenner.
Who knows? Who knows?
Bella something.
I don't understand anything anymore. I don't understand. Oh, Bella Danger. Well, she's got an OnlyFans though. I like how we worked our way into. We went from Kardashians to a Bella Danger and we got to the real stuff. Yeah, I don't understand celebrities anymore, and that's an unfortunate thing about also getting old. And, like, we are in that stage where there are celebrities that don't make sense anymore. Like TikTok, specifically TikTok celebrities don't make sense to me. I don't know who they are.
Oh, come on. You don't know, like Bella Porch?
Never heard of that name. What is that? Is that a different type of actress?
The Build-A-Bitch song.
I don't know what that is either.
No. Nope. Yeah. Well, I've been, you know, obviously curating your reels for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Like,
I forgot. I got soccer expert and TikTok connoisseur Scott Bogman is my co-host.
Connoisseur. You threw a T in there.
Connoisseur. Yeah. Again. Connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
All right. Go on.
Bella Porch, I think, is the biggest TikToker.
I think that's Addison Rae, actually.
Oh, I don't know who Addison Rae is.
So. Yeah, I mean, I don't either, but it's TikTok. And I actually, there was a story Tom Segura was talking about meeting. Like, Addison Rae's got like 98 million people following her on TikTok.
Jesus.
Don't even know who she is.
I didn't know it went up that high.
Nope.
Yeah.
Don't know. Just for doing like little 6-second videos. That's why it's all ridiculous. Can we get back to betting?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's bet our lives away because
talk about Bella Porch and Britney Spears starting OnlyFans all day long. So you gotta direct the shit, man.
Free Britney. Free Britney. It's on. So those shirts, what are they gonna do with all those shirts? Free Britney's free.
I think send them the same place they sent Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl champion shirts, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that, Bogman? Can we trade those in just like if a player gets traded? Can we trade those free Britney shirts in for like a Britney's back bitch or something?
Yeah.
It's Britney bitch.
What would you be trading it for? Who else is being represented by their parents, you know?
Ooh, where's Lindsay Lohan at? She's probably I think she's
free
with
Lindsay.
I think she's with some billionaire. Like her and Selma Hayek, they're two actresses that I know that are with like billionaires, and good for them and for all the right reasons,
whatever.
I suppose. All right, back to, we are a multifaceted show. You didn't think we could talk celebrities. NFL odds. All right, so we were just doing player props. We did the touchdowns. What the hell did you say? You wanted Stafford at 1,300?
Yeah, I like Stafford.
Okay. All right, let's move down. Why is this doing this? All right, show less. That's what I wanted. Let's go. You want to go to running backs here?
Yeah, let's go to RBs.
Okay, where the hell did they go? Sorry, this is getting show less. Make it go lower. Okay. Rushing yard leaders. Plus 400 for Derrick Henry, 600 for Dalvin Cook, 600 for Christian McCaffrey, 850 for Chubb, 1,100 for Taylor, and 1,600 for Joe Mixon, and then it keeps going down. Elliott's 2,100, Barkley's 1,600. Trying to see if there's anybody else really good.
What was Derrick Henry again? I know he was
plus 400. He was the favorite to lead the league in rushing yards this year, which is, to me, that's a fool's bet 3 years in a row. Can't do it. Can't get down with it.
Oh, really?
No, okay. I can't get down with it 3 years in a row. Plus, I also think a lot of the offense is going to be moved and established.
You might say anything else is a sucker's bet against him, though, if he's done it 2 years in a row.
Fair point.
You're just afraid because of the 2,000-yard marker and all that
2,000
stuff.
2,000-yard marker.
That's a real fear.
Yeah, 3 years in a row, it's a lot. Man, you know, before the injuries and stuff and Marlon Mack looking good, I'd have felt pretty good about Jonathan Taylor on that one. I feel less about that. I got to say, Boggs, this is a tough one. It's tougher than ever because of all the splits, and that's why Nick Chubb or Derrick Henry really makes a lot of sense. I mean, is Elliott at 2,100? Is that the worst now?
I like that one.
Yeah, especially with Dak and all this. That might not be a horrible one, but he's in a little bit of a split with Pollard.
No, I mean, every single back has a backup except for Christian McCaffrey, which, after only playing three games last year, you'd think somebody else is going to start getting involved there. So you would think. Who knows?
Elliott 2,100. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Elliott. I think your two bets you make there are Zeke and Henry. You know, I mean, because the only reason you bet Henry is because you're still quadrupling your money at plus 400 if he hits it. So if Henry stays healthy, it's hard to say that he won't have it. So I would take Henry and throw some bucks on that, and then also Zeke.
I think I'm – Zeke is my fun play, but I think I might also still go with Jonathan Taylor. I'm just going to throw it out there, plus 1,100. I'm not going to move away from it. It's not my favorite. Zeke is probably more of my favorite in this one, but I think that's what I would play. Now, rushing touchdowns, Henry plus 500, Cook plus 600, Taylor plus 600, Chubb at 750, Caffrey at 850, Kamara at 1,400. Other notables, Elliott at 2,000, Barkley at 1,800, Najee Harris at 2,200. What's your rushing touchdown play here?
I think I like the Jonathan Taylor one. Why can't I find this? I'm just on quarterbacks. I see the wide receiver one, but I don't see the running back one.
Below the wide receiver ones.
Okay. I mean, I see total rushing yards, but it has it by like individual players. Where am I missing?
I'm seeing it just fine.
Okay, great. It's not. JT. I like the JT one. That's probably my favorite. Hard to bet against Derrick Henry again, but I think, you know, they're having quarterback issues already with Wentz, although they are saying that Wentz is moving forward. He's progressing pretty well, and that him and Quentin Nelson both are progressing well and could end up playing week one. I would set their over under at like week 3 or 4, though, you know, if I'm just being somewhat conservative. I'm not going to follow along these guys had surgery last week. They're going to be back for week one. It's a bit of a stretch. So, but I think I like Jonathan Taylor the most. You said he was plus what?
Jonathan Taylor was only 600. He's actually the third favorite, where he was a much better odds and for yards. But touchdowns, he's the third favorite. McCaffrey at plus 850 is not bad, man. I mean, they don't have Cam Newton to vulture those touchdowns anymore. I mean, I know they got Darnold, but they don't have that same exact vulture. I actually think McCaffrey at 850. For some reason, I lean to the McCaffrey-Kamara ones. Both poorish kind of offenses that are little. I mean, Kamara, the same thing. And the only worry about Kamara is that they go to Latavius Murray and low yardage stuff. But they just don't have the same red zone type of options that I think you get inside the 10, you just give the ball to Kamara. Same thing with the Panthers. You get inside the 10, and you just give it to McCaffrey in one direction.
I think
both
those guys are going to catch some, though,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, so that I'm looking more for guys to keep it on the ground. All these guys are going to catch touchdown passes as well. If you want to take a couple deep ones, Clyde Edwards-Helaire at plus 3,300.
Yeah, I was looking at that one. Still, I know. That's an interesting one.
Still the best offense in the NFL, man, the Chiefs. So I like him a little bit. There was one other one I liked, Aaron Jones, who is not that far down, plus 1,600, but another team with just a really, really good offense. So I think both of those are in play at plus 1,600. And then what is CH plus 3,300?
Yeah, 3,300. Like yeah, I'm going to go with McCaffrey and Taylor. And then as a deep one, I don't know, it's kind of tough overall. I don't mind Montgomery. David Montgomery at 5,000. That's actually not that bad. All right, let's go to receiving. Let's see. Do you want to do, we'll just do yards and touchdowns?
Yeah, yards okay. and touchdowns.
Hopkins plus 750. Is the leader.
That's what I want.
Plus 800 for Diggs, 1,000 for Ridley. Tyreek Hill is plus 1,200. Kelsey plus 1,200. DK Metcalf, 1,300. And then the list, 1,300 for Davante Adams. And then it just kind of, you know, goes on and on and on here. So is Hopkins your only play?
No, he's not my only play, but he is my favorite at plus 750. I mean, we just talked about it. They're still a little wary in the run game with, you know, having just Chase Edmonds starting for his first year and then Connor backing him up, and they pass all the time and their defense still is rounding out. So it's not bad. It's not terrible like Atlanta's is. And because of that, I think I might take a bet on Calvin Ridley
Calvin Ridley is my bet here. Yeah, I love plus 1,000. I mean, because the odds are not that different, I like both. You know, plus 750 on Hopkins, plus 1,000 on Calvin Ridley. Those are both pretty fun plays. You can get tricky on the other sides. Adams is interesting. Justin Jefferson's another one of my guys. I don't know if I would go much deeper.
CeeDee at plus 2,600.
With Gallup
I
just don't like that with.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know, Cooper's already a little banged up coming into the season. Their defense is still rough, you know, so I would not be shocked at all to see CeeDee Lamb lead this team in receiving yards and lead the NFL in receiving yards either. So just to take, you know, $15, $20.
Little man.
Throw it on there. Put that S in my hand. If CeeDee doesn't show, then you owe me. Owe me. Oh.
Touchdowns. Kelce plus 850 and Adams are plus 850. Those are the leaders. Metcalf at 950, Diggs at 950, Ridley at 950, Hill at 950, and then it goes on and on. Hopkins at 1,100. We got about 30 seconds. Who's your touchdown leader?
I like DK at plus 950. He dropped a bunch last year, too. So I think DK is my favorite bet here.
Oof. This might not be popular. I kind of like the Mike Evans one. I'm a Mike Evans guy this year.
He's a red zone target,
man.
He's
a massive red zone target. I like that one. I like the Tyreek Hill one as well. I think they're all in play. I probably go Tyreek Hill and Mike Evans. Mike Evans plus 1,100 if you want to go down that route. When we come back, we actually got a little short segment we'll set up. And I think in hour two, we're going to continue on with some NFL bets. We're having so much fun with it. So don't go anywhere, friends. In This League, we'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Welcome back. It's ITL In This League on Sports Grid. Mario 1090, San Diego. What is up, San Diego? It is Bogman and the Welsh. A lot of this hour has been some soccer, Free Britney, and NFL betting, because
soccer, Free Britney, and NFL. That's what you love in a show, for sure.
That's a description. You know it. In hour three, we're going to be talking preseason, but I think it's a good time to start getting in on these because you're going to see the odds change. And this is, you know, we're recording this as a preseason about to kick off, but this is a good weekend if you're going to get these future bets in. You can still do it before the season, but this is an opportunity to get in on the ground floor. Like, imagine, you know, we were just talking about the receiving yard stuff. You know, you make a bet on Hopkins, but then Hopkins, you know, God forbid, gets hurt. Like, how much better does, like, a Ridley play look? Especially if you got it at plus 1,000 and he moves up to, like, plus 800. So get those bets in when you can. Bogman,
it's also nice betting preseason because when your guy gets hurt middle of the season, you just throw the ticket away. You know, you're done with it.
Burn it.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Don't need to get reminded. Real quick. NFL sack leaders. Bogman loves some sacks. Aaron Donald and TJ Watt are the favorites at plus 600. Myles Garrett, 650. Then it goes all the way down to 1,200 for Chase Young. Joey Bosa at 1,300. Those are your top five. Where are you placing some money as our IDP guy on sack leaders?
I mean, I think of those top three, your best bet is probably Myles Garrett, even as much as I hate to admit it, but it probably is Garrett. TJ Watt's holding out. You know, Donald will get a bunch of sacks, but he still plays D tackle. After that, I like a Chase Young bet. I like a Von Miller bounce back bet.
I like how you said that. I like a Chase Young bet.
I like a Chase Young. I like Chandler Jones here at plus 1,700, I think is a good one. Your boy Nick Bosa.
I was about to say, look at that Nick Bosa one, 2,300.
That's a fantastic one. And if you want like super deep long shot, look at Jamal Adams at plus 6,000 on there. That's funny. Long shot one for me would probably be Leonard Williams at plus 4,000.
So give me your two bets. Give me your
huge. My two bets would be Garrett, number one. And then number two of I like it at Chase Young.
Okay. I like it, Chase Young, I think, as well. And I think I go a little Nick Bosa, especially because I get to watch my team. Don't go anywhere. Hour two coming back. We may get some MLB future stuff we want to take a look at, but we're going to continue on with some NFL player and divisional betting. In hour three, we've got some preseason action. So don't go anywhere. In this league, we'll be right back.